Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating over 10 years on the air. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on assignment this morning. 605-4567 is our phone number. It is the 24th of March. How did it get to be 24th of March? Gee, is this what happens when you just, you know, when you just lay around the house for, a week? Everything changes like this. 7:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Is Shasta Regional Medical Center. Sue, good morning.
Good morning,
you're
Carl.
You're always so cheerful.
I am.
And she, you know, she just
can't help it.
She comes in and like 90% of the time, almost 100%, I should say, she comes in and makes coffee in the morning. Now I realize that, you know, that you drink it, or maybe you don't drink it. I don't know.
Some days I do. Some days I don't.
Yep. Anyway.
Well, I'm glad to be here today.
Everybody's glad to be someplace today.
Isn't that the truth? I'm telling you.
In with the kids.
Tuesday, March 24th. Today is American Diabetes Association Alert Day and Chocolate-Covered Raisin Day.
Whoa. If you can find them.
If you can find them. Well, today you can expect scattered showers and a high of 55. Tonight, rain likely with a low of 35. Tomorrow, 40% chance of rain with a high of 56 with decreasing clouds and a slight chance of rain tomorrow night. Then it should be clearing up by Thursday. Sunny skies and a high of 63. Thursday night, mostly clear with overnight lows dropping down in the 30s. Then for Friday, it looks like you can expect increasing clouds and a high of right around 62 and a low of 43. And for your weekend, chance of showers for Saturday and a high of 61 and a low of 43. Then Sunday, a chance of rain, then partly sunny and 67 degrees. In downtown Reading, it's mostly clear. Red Bluff is 50, 49 in Anderson, 43 in the city of Shasta Lake, and 46 degrees in downtown Reading. So far, so good. No incidents at this time on the roadways. We only have one area that could be affecting traffic at Balls Ferry Road and Panorama Point Road. Okay, it's a hazard. It doesn't say there's a wreck. It just says there's a hazard in the area. Traffic slowing. Now, we do have snowplows working on 36, both directions. Also on 44 and Interstate 5 near Mount Shasta. Now, Carl, back to you.
Okay.
Hey. Sorry, I have asthma. Every once in a while it acts up. And this week with all my allergies, everything's in bloom.
I know. I've been sneezing. And, you know, people look at you when you sneeze.
Exactly.
They even look at, because mainly what I do is I just pull my shirt up over my head and sneeze. And then they kind of watch. But anyway, hey, the weather report and the pollen count and the traffic report seems to all be brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, they're still working. They're still making sure people are getting propane to their homes and their businesses. They've added a new line of generators at Shasta Gas Propane because of what happened last summer with so many people losing power from PG&E. And after this latest dealings with PG&E, you know they're going to be cutting the power off if it looks like there's going to be a fire. Well, Shasta Gas Propane is offering a generator that will power your whole house, or just, you know, smaller generators that will take care of your needs like air conditioning or your freezers and refrigerators. All of this from Shasta Gas Propane. 365-3793, discounts for seniors and veterans. Hey, just a quick catch up on what's going on here. We had our third case, as many people know, as you announced, in Shasta County, the COVID-19. You know, as the first one was a gentleman that had it and then recovered quickly. The second one was found Sunday, was a lady in her 70s. And the third one is a gentleman in his 40s who has close contact with the woman who had traveled to Sacramento and was exposed to it, I guess, in the last couple of weeks. And then he has close contact with her. Sounds like it could be a family member or a friend or something. Do you have any more on that? Was that what you had?
No, they don't have any more details, except it was a man in his 40s who actually had close contact with the woman.
So it sounds like maybe could be a neighbor or a family member.
Right. They're protecting their identities because,
They should.
You know, and that should continue. That's an understatement, but yes.
Shasta Regional is not, they've just announced today, they're not allowing visitors beginning today, with the exception of the end-of-life patients, visitors will be allowed. They're also canceling elective surgeries until further notice. That means hips, knees, ankles. I'm not sure. I think cataract operations are still going and things like that. But give it another couple of days. I've got some facts here. The stock market, by the way, has made a furious rally because it looks like we're close to getting that measure signed in Congress, even though I can't help it. We're trying to help people. What is global warming? I mean, what does the green energy deal have to do with helping people with coronavirus and all these businesses that are in extreme trouble right now? What is the National Endowment of the Arts? What does the Kennedy Center have to do with any of this? This is what Pelosi tried to add. They had it. They had a bipartisan deal done, and Pelosi ended it. And Susan Collins of Maine, who seems to be a pretty middle-of-the-road, mellow kind of lady, just went off yesterday. If you get a chance, listen to her in the Senate. So anyway, it looks like it could be signed. The other thing I wanted to talk about quickly is the coronavirus. Worldwide, and it was interesting. I saw update on the global deaths of the coronavirus. And if my computer comes back. But what it was it showed, like all the deaths throughout the world. And I looked at the top 10 places, and you've got to kind of take it with the fact that the larger countries. But what they did is they broke it down by deaths per million. So it kind of leveled the playing ground there. And while my computer is making up its mind whether it wants to do this or not, the leader, of course, was Italy with 6,000 deaths. Spain's coming in right behind it. And then, of course, you've got China in there. The United States was like fifth, and we had, I believe it was 500. But per million, it's 0.002 or something. But the ones that really interest me were the ones like the Scandinavian countries. Their averages were 12, 14, 10, much higher than the United States. And these are countries that you equate with socialized medicine that works for their people. Then I'm wondering why their death rates are that much higher than the United States. And it doesn't have to do with, that's why they tried to level it. Say if you this is how many you have. Well, I could be totally wrong on that too, and saying because we have this many million people, that's what it is. But their death rates seem to be higher than they should be.
Well, that is very interesting that you say that, because the number of Chinese cell phone users dropped by 21 million in the past 3 months. People are now wondering where those people go. I mean, China said, they've been reporting that they've seen a decline in cases. But, 21 people don't just drop off the face of the planet, do they?
21 million?
21 million. Well, so you think they're underreporting? I don't know, but it really makes you wonder.
But you'll never know.
You'll never know.
You'll never know. Where here, we report everything. If the president bends over, it's reported. Hey, we're going to take a break, but we've got with us Larry Olmsted, and we're going to have plenty of time for Larry to talk. He's from the United Way. He is the president and CEO of the United Way of Northern California, and we've got a lot of stuff to pass, and we will. This portion of the show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. They're still open, and there's a reason. They've got food. They have supplements. They have people there that are experts in nutrition, because if you eat well, you can – You know, you eat well. You balance your body's acidity and alkalinity. It will help you stay. It will assist you in staying healthy. And everything they have is 100% certified organic produce. Their health seminars you can see online. They've got a number of those. They've been doing this since 1982, and Joe Martino is set up there to help people. So Orchard Nutrition in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. We'll be right back with Larry Olmsted and the United Way.
Nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be?
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The City of Reading has provided utilities to our current casino by agreement for the past 25 years. During this time, we have been one of the city's top commercial customers. In addition to paying for our actual utility usage, our agreement requires us to contribute to the city's general fund to offset impacts from our current casino. This has resulted in us contributing about $3.5 million to the city's general fund to help pay for vital public services that benefit us all. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
So what's Scorecard Scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name, knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Carl Lindebot. It is the 24th of March. It's 7:19 in the morning. It's, I don't know, what's the temperature there, Sue?
It is currently mostly clear in downtown Reading and 46 degrees, just a few high clouds.
Great. 605-4567 is our phone number. We have United Way with us, Larry Olmsted, who is the CEO and president of the United Way of Northern California. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning. It's great to see you, Carl.
It's good to see you.
Good to be here, Sue.
Yeah, it's good to be anywhere.
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay, you use this as a way of getting out, right? That's what I do.
Well, we are working from home at United Way right now, definitely. And I'm one of those people who shares my workspace with a spouse who is also working from home. And we're getting to spend some time together, so that's good. But both of us are definitely working hard.
Do you usually work with her?
Actually not.
Yeah. See, but yeah, you can be nice on the radio. Just tell them, you know, after like a week of this, come back and tell me again.
But it's going well. We've got our space and we've got our jobs to do. So
you got your space. Okay. I'm sorry, Larry. Okay. Tell us what's going on with United Way.
We're involved in several things, several aspects. And at the core, it's how do we support the nonprofit community, as we, deal with the, COVID crisis. So one of our principal things is that we operate 211 NorCal. 211 is the three-digit dialing code. You dial 211 at any time of the day or night, and you get help. You get information and resources about any social services need.
Are these recorded, or are there people on these?
There are people, and what's occurred in the crisis, of course, is that the call volume is spiking. Statewide in the 211 network, we're receiving about four or five times the normal call volume right now. So what will happen if you call 211 is they'll triage it. They'll first ask you to use the automated text service, which has all the information you might want to know about coronavirus and about the different resources that are out there. But ultimately, yes, you'll reach a live specialist that will help you with any social services need, including information about coronavirus. And Carl, this is, I think, important because there's a lot of false information or rumors and what have you going around the services associated with this and around the virus itself. 211 is a trusted source of information.
I believe it is, too. What are some of the services that United Way is providing right now?
So what we're doing, so with 211, actually, I think we're operating on three levels. One, of course, is to provide the information referral service through 211. That's available in Shasta and Tehama County, and there's text capability for residents in Siskiyou County, Lassen County, and Trinity County. The second level is supporting our nonprofits in the community that are on the ground working with the different aspects. So today, we've already announced that we are going to give grants to nonprofits that are working to help, let's say, senior citizens who are shut in, or to help disadvantaged folks, to help people who've lost their jobs, and unfortunately there are many, with a variety of different kinds of services. I think a big area is around food distribution, especially to seniors. And in all our counties, we're seeing that surface as an issue. So we're going to support those nonprofits through grants. The other thing that we're heavily involved in is assuming a coordinating role for nonprofits that are responding to disaster through what we call VOADs, Volunteer Organizations that Assist in Disaster. The VOAD in Shasta and Tehama was critical to the response of the car fire, and we're very active in working with that group and helping to coordinate its activities.
Okay. The food banks that you mentioned, there's a article today in the newspaper, and I think it's been there for a day or two, but the food banks are in trouble right now, losing their people, their volunteers, because they're having to stay at home, or they're concerned. Lack of food on the shelves. I went in yesterday to buy a package of yeast, a little package of yeast. Guess what? No yeast. Some guy had come in there like an hour before me and bought 25 packages of yeast. Isn't that weird? I mean, do you use yeast when you make beer or something like that? I'm not sure, but maybe
he's going to make his own bread. Maybe.
I don't know. Maybe it's his own bread. That's what I was thinking. And but see, the shelves there's just not a lot of it. And if people would stop this and allow the supply system to catch up, we wouldn't have a problem with food or anything like that. So, I mean, for food scarcity, which you're running into, Good News Rescue Mission is running into it, everybody is.
Yeah, you know, Carl, it's funny because I was in the supermarket yesterday myself and kept thinking this is really a time when it would be good for us all to take a step back and be considerate of neighbors and considerate of each other. Yeah. There is no reason. We have plenty of food in America.
Yes.
There is no reason to clean out the shelves.
You can't freeze toilet paper.
Exactly.
You know, okay, it doesn't last for 6 months. I mean, it'll last for a long time, but why do you need 500 rolls?
We have plenty of toilet paper in America. It's the same number of people, the same amount of paper.
Same amount of butts.
Right.
And you're not eating as much because other people are hoarding.
Yeah.
So.
Right. But
anyway.
What I want all of us to think about is, and I understand part of it because if you feel like you're shut at home, they're telling you not to go out, you're worried that you're going to go out, you might contract a virus. Yeah, so, you know, you have a few extra supplies, so you can reduce the number of trips to the grocery store, what have you. However, what I want people to think about is that, when you hoard or when you overshop, that means your neighbors, are disadvantaged. And we're only going to be as strong as
all
know,
of us.
Exactly.
You know, and now, and for people that are elderly out there that, you know, they shop only a couple times a month because, you know, social security checks or people getting paid every 2 weeks. This is when they go down there and there's nothing there, that's,
exactly.
It doesn't work.
Exactly.
Doesn't work.
For those who are, and then you mentioned the food bank situation. So we have a lot of seniors who've been told not to, leave their homes. And remember our community, we service a lot of rural areas, folks up, you know, they might be in a remote spot, right?
Yeah.
So they absolutely are going to depend even now, Dignity operates Great Meals on Wheels service for the community. Even now, we know that food distribution to folks in the rural areas is an issue, right? Even before the COVID. So now, if you start reducing those stocks, it becomes an even bigger challenge. And what folks will want to know about food pantries is that a lot of the sourcing for the food in those stores is from the same place we get foods. It might be from grocery stores at a discount or other sources. And if we can't find the food pantries are going to struggle to find the food.
Obviously. Yeah, okay. Larry, what are some of the other things? Do you help people do you push people into the direction of where they can get assistance if they've lost their jobs at all?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, United Way in our region, our work really is around the building blocks of a good life, which are health, income, and education. If you have those three things, you're usually doing pretty
okay.
Good. And then, you know, through 211 to help people in crisis. So we've always been heavily involved in support of workforce initiatives, job training, and employment types of issues. In our current crisis, I think a couple of things are happening. One is obviously you're seeing unemployment claims, you know, they're going to pretty much explode over the next couple of weeks. And there are lots of government programs that can assist people in this particular crisis who've lost their jobs. I think all employers are going to be fairly understanding in terms of sick leave and so forth. So we'll help people in terms of providing the information of how to access those. I think the other issue for us is really going to be supporting, again, those nonprofits that are providing emergency cash, emergency food assistance for those people who may have lost their jobs at least temporarily. I know that agencies like the Smart Center here in Reading are mobilizing to do whatever they can to help people out. There's a lot of nonprofits that are involved in the job space, and we'll definitely do everything we can to support them.
Okay, so if you were going to summarize everything for people right now about the United Way and what y'all are doing during this crisis, please do that.
Yeah, I think what's key for us in terms of our role is we need to support and advocate for the nonprofit community. As you hear the discussion around the trillion or $2 trillion bailout, you don't hear too many politicians say, oh, well, we need to provide some more money to the nonprofits. But in reality, nonprofits are the safety net. And so we're working hard to advocate and support for them. I think the biggest thing I'd like your listeners to know is utilize 211. 211 is a free service. It provides information and referrals. The information is accurate and updated. It's not, you know, made up by somebody. And that information can direct you to the resources that you need. And you can access 211 by just calling 211. You can text your zip code to 898-211. And importantly, you can get any information at all related to the dealings with the coronavirus simply by texting the word coronavirus to 211-211. So I'd like people to utilize 211 as a free service, and it's there to be utilized.
Is that on your webpage?
It absolutely is. And folks, our website can be accessed at NorCalUnitedWay.org, NorCalUnitedWay.org. And while you're there, please, there's a, you'll see the donate button. Click that button, because what's occurring is that for us, as an example, I mentioned 211 call volume is exploding. So around the state, we've mobilized dozens of new hires, volunteers, and we're mobilizing more. All of that costs money. Also, we're giving grants to other nonprofits. We're giving grants to church groups. We're giving grants to people who are on the ground working with folks. That costs money as well. So really appreciate anything anyone can give.
Well, isn't it interesting that, you know, the time of need, at this time people and businesses are stopping or are shutting down. They're laying all their people off. That you can understand where there's going to be less money to be given. This is a very giving community, however. And where thousands of jobs are being lost, they're hiring thousands too for 30 days, mm-hmm. like you all, and for sure. You know, Costco, Safeway, Raley's, a lot of places are hiring people by the thousands,
yeah.
to get the shelves and get things done that way.
Yeah, there's a redistribution of money. I think that when that happens, there gaps get created. I think for the nonprofit sector, this is a particularly difficult fundraising challenge. If you think back to the car fire, that's a good reference point. You know, it's an event that it's here, so you can reach outside the community. And we did, and other agencies did. We raised something like $13 million in wildfire relief. And in doing that, you know, I would say probably 60% of it came from outside this community. Mm-hmm. For this kind of crisis, you can't go outside the community because everybody in the whole country is faced with the same thing.
Yeah.
So I think, and also, you know, there's a fire is kind of very visible.
You can see the damage.
Exactly.
You can see the damage, and then people in cities aren't hit by this. People in many parts of the country aren't touched by wildfires like we are up here and some other places in
sure.
the United States.
But
so it is easy for them to, okay, this hasn't had an effect on my business or anything, and they can give like that. But this one, exactly. This one is, you know, most of the cases are in New York right now.
Right. And we have businesses, the uncertainty of what's going to happen going forward is also an issue. Yeah. So but what I would tell you is that we're definitely going to see and already seeing the social services fabric getting very strained. We, you know, because if you look at this crisis, mental health issues, what do I do with my kids? I'm home with my kids. They have no place to go. What do we do with them?
Domestic violence issues.
Yeah, you have to worry about that.
Are going to be rising. I just read an article about watching out for kids and child abuse because, you know, the child, you're locked in with the child for you know, 5 year old.
Sure.
That's nothing but energy.
Sure. You know, food and food distribution.
They've lost their jobs. There's all types of pressures out here.
And exactly.
This is where you can reach out maybe to the United Way and get some help that way.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yep.
It'll point you in the right direction.
Absolutely. And that's our role. And we're going to do the other thing I'd mentioned, Carl, in our community in Butte County, we are still heavily involved in wildfire relief. We're still
People are still working on that.
Exactly. We're still working with NBCSS, Catholic Social Services. Mm-hmm. We're probably processing 20 cases a month of assistance to people who are still rebuilding or still rebuilding their lives. In Butte County, we're talking about hundreds. Actually, we're in a process right now of dealing with a housing program where we've distributed to date about $150,000 to 50 families to get into more stable housing. And meanwhile, we're probably going to spend about $2 million this year to assist survivors of the campfire. So you have to think about those people as well.
Yeah, you're still helping those, and now we have this.
Right.
Well, hopefully the stimulus package, I'm not sure how much good it's going to do, but at least you can see that they're trying. But if you've got questions, go to 211. Go to the United Way webpage or just give them a call. And they're going to direct you to the spots that you need to go to, or maybe they can help you themselves. I'm with Larry Olmsted, who is the president and CEO of United Way of Northern California. And thanks so much for being with us.
What a pleasure, and thank you for everything you and Linda and Sue and your team are doing.
Oh, appreciate well, you know what? Community radio, it's just that. We got to keep the word going out. And after you, we're going to have Joe Rodola from the Small Business Administration about getting loans for those businesses that are in trouble. So, but Larry, thanks for taking the time. I know you're real busy, and thanks for even though I know you wanted to get out of self-isolation and come in and say hello. So, okay.
A total pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir. Okay. Hey, look, this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. If you're having problems with your heating systems, it's cold, it's rainy, you can give them a call at 221-2642. Get onto their regularly scheduled programs. Alliance Heating and Air, been in the business over 25 years, voted best in the North State, a better-known business, totally professional. These guys and girls know exactly what they're doing. Learn more at homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back with Joe Rodola of the Small Business Association.
I need somebody help, not just anybody.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793 That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Alan Gordon here, Coach Master Collision. In our 50 years in business, we've met many interesting people. One customer complained the car pulled hard to the right. When I inspected the car, I noticed a small bag of rocks tied to the left side of her steering wheel. The customer stated that on long trips, the rocks would counteract the pull. Problem solved. Only temporarily, though. The pull was easily repaired with suspension adjustments and a wheel alignment. Despite being told by another shop, the vehicle had major frame problems. Having confidence, trust, and the professionalism of who is repairing your vehicle is sometimes the greatest struggle. When this customer has a problem with her car, she calls Coachmaster. If the issue isn't our specialty, I'm glad to recommend the best qualified company. After all, this is my customer. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 7:41 in the morning, about 42 degrees out there. It looks like it's going to be rainy today. Another good reason, you can just stay in your house and another day. Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, which is open, community-oriented, locally owned, locally operated, two branches right here in town, 1845 California Street, in the heart of downtown Reading, and also over in the Rayleigh Shopping Center, the old Rayleigh Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com, but experience how they move local dreams forward. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. I'm here with Joe Rodola of the business advisor for the Northern California Small Business
Development
Center. Yes. Of Northern California. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Carl.
Joe comes on various times here. Joe, are you busy?
I was just saying, this is, what do they call it, deja vu all over again?
Yeah.
We were talking about the car fire not that awful long ago, and now we're back into another actually bigger disaster, but hard to believe.
It can be
that
bigger
one. Yeah.
Hey, we're right now on Facebook. Is that correct? I've got my camera person, Sarah, in here who wanted to do this. So we're putting this on Facebook. So if you want to go to Facebook, you can see what the studio looks like and what Joe Rodola looks like. And, of course, my beautiful face that's built specially for radio, as is Joe's.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe, the stimulus package looks like it's close to being passed. What impact will that have on small businesses?
Well, we hope that there may be, and again, this is very, what would you call it, anticipated, hoped, wished, that there may be some form of a potential grant package somewhere in this thing.
Does anybody know?
Not yet. Not officially.
Officially.
It's all, you know, hearsay.
Okay.
So, but it took us long enough to get the SBA to allow Shasta County and Tehama and Siskiyou to be included in the disaster program.
Did we have to declare a county emergency first?
Exactly. Okay. That helped, and then the governor came in, and then Washington jumped on board and added us to the SBA program.
Okay.
That was last Thursday, by the way.
Yeah. What do people do to get assistance?
First of all, I think that everyone needs to know, of course, we've been around for a long time, Small Business Development Center, and we, of course, are funded partially by the SBA, State of California and Humboldt State, to assist small businesses. So we can still help do that. Mm-hmm. And as we did during the car fire, we can help with this loan process or the packaging of these loans as you submit them to SBA. Mm-hmm. It's an all-online process, so you still have to do the online application, et cetera. But we can be there to assist with, you know, crossing T's, dotting I's, making sure the application is in good shape.
Okay, now we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about the specifics of that. Because you've got to have certain documents with you. And let's talk about those documents, you know, like last year's taxes and this year's, you know, your financial reports up to date, which most of us in businesses get quarterly anyway. And we've already done our taxes for last year.
Right.
So that's going to help a lot of people. But I also want to address, what about the those single-person businesses like hair, nails, those kind of things. Those are going to be addressed also. But we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to be right back after these messages.
Your morning update with us.
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Planning an event, double date, girls' night, overtime inside Wind River Resort and Casino offers reserved seating. Party together in style all night long with top-level service and entertainment. Reserve your table or VIP package with bottle service and appetizers starting at $25. Overtime, turning it up a notch with personalized VIP treatment. For info, call group sales at 530-339-7454 or download the Wind River app. Reservations must be made 1 week in advance. Nightlife is better at the river.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Northern counties were included in the disaster.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, 605. 4567 is our phone number. If you have questions for Joe Rodola, who is representing the Small Business
Development Center.
Development Center, yeah. You know what? You ought to write out that D in there, you know, for us guys that just look at small business.
Well, and then the writing's tiny.
We're used to small. Okay, enough of that. Right. Okay, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Yeah, you still need to get your windshields repaired. You still got to have a safe car. Jeff Wurst, who has been doing this for over a quarter of a century, is the true, the expert, the virtuoso of windshield repairs here in Northern California. Veteran-owned business, guarantees his work, man of great integrity. Head on down to 3208 South Market Street or give him a call at 241-8373. Maybe you've got that chip in your windshield you haven't done anything about or a crack. Now you've got the time. Head on down there. See Jeff. I'm here with Joe Rodola, business advisor at the Northern California Small Business Development Center. And we're talking about what happens when, if you're putting in for a small business loan to tide you over on this, is emergency loans. At the end of the last, before we took a break, it was that it'll be online, but Joe and his people will be there to help you with it. But there is certain documents you're going to need to be able to put this in. What are those exactly?
Couple of things different from this disaster loan program compared to the one during the fires of 2018 are that they're not requiring you to send in tax returns.
Well, they're not.
Used to be you'd have to photocopy and send them in, right?
Yeah.
And they're not even demanding 2019s to be completed now that the delay to July occurred.
Right.
So what they're doing is they're, you'll be signing a document in the automated application program that'll send information to the IRS. The IRS will send them directly your last year's tax returns that were filed. So you don't have to do anything but sign the document to say send them to the SBA.
Okay.
They will require, as you mentioned, financial statements.
Mm-hmm.
So profit loss that you have either on whatever you use as a bookkeeping service or QuickBooks, however, you'll need to supply those.
I use Rick and Lori Goyne CPAs.
There you go.
They're great.
And
they've
so
done everything for us for the last 12 years.
Those documents, a couple pages normally, right, for your year end, would be submitted. And then your year-to-date, of course, 2020, showing the in many cases, drop-off.
Yeah.
Severe drop-off. Then you put in a six-month estimated, thinking that the COVID will continue for an extended period of time. What you're thinking?
They're talking about it could go through July.
Exactly. So they want you to do an estimated 6 month sales projection on this document, saying where you think you'll be come August or September.
Well, you know, even if it comes back, you've had most people are going to have a month, probably 2 months of just disaster here. The fact that people are fighting it and trying to keep it open. I don't know how many businesses are laying off their people. And for and they're heading for the unemployment office. Maybe we should probably have EDD in here.
That's not a bad
idea.
Yeah,
I'm going to give them a call, too, and get them in here.
That's a good idea.
About this and how that works. Now, what if you're a single proprietor? I've watched on Facebook a couple of people say, yeah, they're helping businesses. What about us single proprietors?
Yes. Anything that files, any business that files what is called on the IRS books a Schedule C. In other words, you're reporting income minus expenses equals a profit. Anyone that does that, hairdressers, nail,
lawn mow people, you know.
Yeah, lawn care.
Lawn care, massage therapists. All these people that either rent a chair if they're doing hair, or it doesn't matter, as long as you report that you're a, you know, Schedule C profit business, you may apply for this loan.
Okay, so that covers a lot of people that I saw. By the way, we are Facebooking this right now. Is that correct? Facebooking this right now. So if you want to see what the studios look like and Facebook on my back right now and Joe's face, go on to chat. Go on to what, Free Fire Radio or KCNR? Which one? Free Fire Radio, and you can see this. And this is not going to be the only time we do this. We're going to be setting up, so we're going to be doing this probably in the future a lot. We're getting cameras and everything. Now we have time, I think, probably to set it up since everybody's turning everybody loose a little bit early. Joe, what do you want to tell people? Like us, you know, we're in the sales, and we're staying open because we're considered an essential business. I don't even know what an essential business is anymore. I know automotive is. Advanced Auto is open.
Right.
Little Max from Maxwell's. Maxwell's down, but Little Max is open over there. Country Kitchen, which is a stalwart of this community, is doing curbside, so you can do curbside pickup until
exactly,
1 o'clock.
Yeah, exactly.
All these kind of businesses are fighting it.
Exactly.
But there's some that just without this assistance are going to go under.
It's going to be important that they at least apply. A couple things to keep in mind on the application process. These loans run on this program for up to 30 years to repay, which is an incredible amount of time. Up to $25,000 unsecured,
mm-hmm.
No requirement of collateral. Over $25,000, they'll look for collateral, but they will not deny you because of it.
3%?
3.75 for for-profit,
mm-hmm.
Fixed the entire time of the loan. And I think the first time I remember, nonprofits, solely owned nonprofits that are not connected to a national organization can qualify as well. And they're going to get a 2.75 for
okay.
A nonprofit. So up to $25,000, up to 30 years, fixed rate, and again, up to a year, no payment required.
Grace. You get a one-year grace on this so you can rebuild your business.
Exactly. And the funds are immediately deposited to your checking account, can be used for any cash flow needs, rent, lights.
How long does this take, the process take?
Well, originally it was said that the process would be you would get an answer within 48 to 72 hours. I believe since, just to give you an example, it was last Thursday when the northern states of California were included in the disaster loan program. 700,000 applications were submitted in a 24-hour period after that overnight in California.
How many?
700,000 applications. So with that in mind, I'm guessing that you'll probably hear in a week, they're still claiming that the funding will be made within 6 to 8 weeks from the time you apply.
Okay, so 6 to 8 weeks. That's going to be a long time for a lot of people.
It is.
Joe, you got like 2 minutes left.
Okay.
So how would you summarize this for people?
I think the best thing to know is that we're here to help and to gain assistance from us. Please go onto our website, sbdcsc.org, ask for help, apply for services. You'll be then in our tracking system. We can offer all the assistance you need to get you from here to hopefully the check in your checking account, okay? And the website to apply is sba.gov/disaster. It's the easiest way to apply. It's an online application. You hit apply for services. You go to the second page. There's three bubbles. The center bubble, I believe, is blue. Hit that one and then start your application process. And you can go back and forth. You don't have to do it all in one sitting.
Right. And if you've got questions, again, you can give them a call at 222-8323.
Correct.
And or just go on sbdsc.org.
Yes, sbdsc.org.
And that's for up here in Northern California.
Right, it's Redding.
Shasta County.
Yeah, Shasta County, Trinity County.
Okay. Joe, thanks a lot for being here with us. I know it's a good way to get out of the house. You're considered essential, so you go to work every day? Or?
Well, yeah, we're basically, what do we call it? In place, I guess.
Okay.
No face to face. We're doing everything phone and internet and computer right now.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot.
Including our seminars.
Okay, great. Okay, hey, look, we're going to take a break for the news, and we're going to be right back with Shannon Phillips and Rachel Hatch from McConnell Foundation.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason.
This is a national crisis.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on the Senate floor this morning delivering a plea for action on a coronavirus relief package. McConnell describing the virus as
the most serious threat to Americans' health in over a century, and quite likely the greatest risk to America's jobs and prosperity that we've seen since the Great Depression.
McConnell and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer both say prospects for a compromise deal look good. Wall Street has high hopes, with stocks rocketing higher this morning. Stay-at-home directives now in force for more than 110 million Americans as authorities struggle to tamp down the spread of the virus. President Trump expects the U.S. economy to stage a comeback in a matter of weeks and not months.
The president believes that the country will be open for business very soon.
A lot sooner than 3 or 4 months that somebody was suggesting.
Just a week ago, it was the president who said the virus threat could stretch into the summer.
People are talking about July, August, something like that.
He told a news conference Monday that the lessons learned about fighting the virus in past weeks will allow the country to continue prevention and return to normal at the same time. Greg Clugston, Washington.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has ordered the UK locked down. India's Prime Minister is locking down his country, population 1.3 billion, for several weeks. The Tokyo Olympics will not be taking place this summer, the International Olympic Committee voting to postpone the Games for a year. New home sales tumbled 4.4% last month, and the coronavirus raising fears of even bigger declines in the coming months. On Wall Street, the Dow up more than 1,300 points, the S&P better by 150, the NASDAQ 397 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Do you currently get regular structured settlement or annuity payments from an insurance company for a personal injury, auto accident claim, wrongful death, or inheritance? If so, you don't have to wait for months or even years to get the cash you need now to cover urgent expenses like debts, tuition, medical bills, or exciting events like a new baby or down payment on a home. With over 25 years' experience, J.G. Wentworth, the country's leader in structured settlement purchasing, has helped thousands of people get the cash they need. Call today at 800-741-4818. We offer flexible options that pay you a lump sum of cash for a portion of your payments, ensuring you get the money you need now while still receiving future payments from your structured settlement or annuity. And unlike others, J.G. Wentworth is a direct funder and can streamline the process, helping you get the lump sum of cash you need faster. For your free cash now quote, call 800-741-4818. That's 800-741-4818. 800-741-4818.
Myanmar reporting its first confirmed cases of the coronavirus, both locals who recently arrived home from abroad. Myanmar was the last Southeast Asian country to remain virus-free.
With a population of 54 million, a long border with China, and one of the world's most poorly resourced public health systems, Myanmar's vulnerability to the new coronavirus has long worried health experts. Only around 300 people have so far been tested for the virus, compared to tens of thousands in Thailand and Malaysia. Now Myanmar has its first reported coronavirus cases, both travellers from overseas. It may have to follow its neighbours in shutting down most public life, including bars and restaurants.
The BBC's Jonathan Head. South Africa's coronavirus count is up to 554, the most of any country in Africa. A lockdown nationwide to take effect in South Africa Thursday. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com.
Medical experts learning more about the virus have identified another possible symptom.
Researchers say it's still early in the pandemic, but doctors are finding that many people who test positive for the new coronavirus reported losing their sense of smell and, for some, their sense of taste. The loss was reported in 30% of the patients in South Korea who tested positive, and there's similar data from China and Italy. It's being reported by the American Academy of Otolaryngology head and neck surgery as rapidly accumulating anecdotal evidence, and that those symptoms should alert doctors to the possibility of a COVID-19 infection, along with fever, coughing, and shortness of breath. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Canada's most populous province, Ontario, closing all non-essential businesses for at least 14 days. It's a move that's aimed at slowing the spread of the coronavirus across the province. More on these stories at srnnews.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating over 10 years on the air. 605-4567 is our phone number. Today is the 24th of March, 2020, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Sue, good morning to Sue.
Good morning, Carl.
You always sound so calm and, you know, sitting there, you know, kind of like, you know, controlling everything.
Thank you.
We had a blip in the signal, so that we're with the FM, and we got that. We're fixing that. Should be back up in like 8 minutes.
Yes.
What's the weather and the road conditions look like?
Well, today you can expect scattered showers and a high of 55 with a low of 35 with a chance of rain. Now, for tomorrow, 40% chance of rain with a high of 56 with decreasing clouds for tomorrow night and a low of 34. For Thursday, sunny and 63 with a low of 36. For Friday, mostly cloudy with a high of 62 as overnight lows dip down in the 40s once more. And it looks like a chance of showers for your weekend as well, with highs in the 60s. Now, 61 for Saturday, then up to 67 for Sunday. Sunday, though, there is a chance we could be seeing some sunshine by the afternoon. Once again, a high of 67. It's currently partly cloudy in downtown Redding. Red Bluff is 50, 49 in Anderson, 43 in the city of Shasta Lake, and 46 degrees in downtown Redding. If you're heading up in the higher elevations, bring along your chains. We do have some snow near Pollard Flat this morning, closer to Mount Shasta and between here and the Oregon border. Also near Shasta Lake, we do have some road maintenance at Cascade Boulevard. Also, we do have quite a bit of snow being reported in the higher elevations, and this includes 44, Highway 36, both directions. Change required on 36 this morning. And now, Carl, back to you.
Okay. The weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson, gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They've opened up a generator line to their business so the people that lose their power for any reason, you can get a full house generator from them or smaller generators to run your refrigerators, your air conditioning, freezers, things like that. So give them a call at 365-3793, discounts for seniors and veterans. Sue, it looks like somebody's come up and smeared either their hamburger, I hope that's what it is, on our window. We'll have to get that cleaned
up. Oh, my goodness.
Up.
I just saw that.
Yeah. I wonder what that is.
Hopefully a hamburger?
Hopefully it's a hamburger, because I'll be out there right after the show.
Well, hey. Don't lick it.
Trust me, this is not one of those coronavirus dares. Yeah. Hey, I am here with Shannon Phillips. Good morning, Shannon.
Good morning, Carl.
You're the operations officer over at McConnell Foundation. And I'm not saying that Shannon's taking precautions, but when she saw me, she sprayed me with Lysol. You know, one of the things we have is wipes here that we use, you know, on all the microphone surfaces and everything. We do that after each guest, plus at the end of the show. And we also are fortunate that we have a mother that works with us. It's got 3 3-year-olds. So she happens to have a few extra of these that she's accumulated, I mean, you know, for over years. So she brought in a couple of extra containers of these. Shannon, What's going on with the McConnell Foundation during this crisis?
Well, big picture, the McConnell Foundation is, a couple of things. One, we immediately prepared our workforce to all work remotely. Mm-hmm. And for some of our staff, that's a familiar thing. For some of our staff, it's not. So that was a heavy lift, especially for our IT person. We have a one-person IT department, and he did a phenomenal job getting us all ready to work remotely.
Is he into the bonus round yet? Or she? I shouldn't say he.
It's a he. And he's a wonderful man. So that was, first order of business, to look at a continuous business plan for our organization. Second of all of our program staff reached out to as many of our grantees as we could quickly to let them know that we're here, we're supportive, we're listening, we're in this for the long haul, we want to be responsive. We're not sure exactly what our roles will be yet, but we do know that we'll play a part in the recovery of this virus that we're all facing right now. We're not practitioners and we're not researchers, so we're not on the front line. So in some ways, probably our best is just to stay out of the way and let all the people who are doing amazing work do their work. We are happy that one of our key grantees is North State Together. They work in the five Northern California counties that we serve, representing kids basically from cradle to career. And they are positioned in each county to be reaching out to the schools, parents, students, communities, to try to find educational solutions for kids right now, make sure that kids are fed, make sure that kids are cared for, childcare, all the issues that families are facing, especially families who work.
You know, it's... A lot of people are using the online teaching for our kids, and the rural areas already have a problem up there with the lack of a fast internet. So I imagine that this is impacting on them up there even more.
Absolutely, absolutely. Even trying to identify, shared spaces, hotspots, places. I mean, online isn't something that everybody has access to. And so that's where North State Together and some of our community partners out in the rural areas are going to be especially helpful right now.
Okay. We're here with Shannon Phillips from the McConnell Foundation. You all support so many different nonprofits out there. What kind of impact are you seeing on them? Are you getting a lot of phone calls from them?
Lots of phone calls. And because our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy, we're a broad-based funder. So we do things in education, healthcare, community vitality, the environment, arts and culture, such a broad range of projects, grantees, and impact. We are in communication with healthcare professionals right now. So Public Health, Mercy, Shasta Regional, Shasta Community Health, Hill Country Clinic, those are some of the Shasta County organizations we're in contact with, as well as others in other parts of the five counties that we serve. We are also in close contact with the Shasta Regional Community Foundation. We were a founding funder of the Shasta Regional Community Foundation. They house our McConnell Fund for projects 50,000 and under. We're already working closely with their staff on the fund that they set up, as well as planning for some sort of safety net grants through our fund in the future.
Okay, so those people are reaching out to, let's see, in the last organization you talked about. Who are they helping? Is it more of a specific group?
Well, a couple things the Shasta Regional Community Foundation has going for them in terms of name recognition and credibility right now is their, huge success with Giving Tuesday, mm-hmm. where they've established that close relationship with many nonprofits through the North State. So they have a built-in constituency. And in addition, they were responsive to the Bowles fire in Weed. They were definitely instrumental in the car fire recovery and are still part of the community, the CRT that is helping people, recover from car fire and other surrounding fires in our region. So we feel like they are boots on the ground. They know how to reach people and people know how to reach them. So this is something they do well. Their phone started ringing off the hook when the virus, really took front and center, and we're just we want to be supportive, and we want to recognize that they are a key provider right now.
Well, I'm wearing the Healing Waters shirt.
I like it.
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah.
And what the Healing Waters is, it's a nonprofit group for veterans and to get them, help them transition through fly fishing. It's a nationwide organization, and we usually have our fundraiser early next month, and that's off. And as is the fish, they have a fishing tournament where veterans and sponsors go out on the river for half a day and all this, and then dinner afterwards. All that's canceled. So that's just another nonprofit that is like many nonprofits that had had fundraisers going that just aren't going to have them now. Our businesses, the Red Bluff Roundup. How many millions of dollars do you think that brings into Red Bluff and the surrounding communities is now no longer Cool April Nights? Everybody says that they're going to, reschedule them, but how hard is it to reschedule all of that kind of stuff?
You know, Carl, this is the part that, it's unknown what the impact is going to be at this point in time. But just this morning, James Miller from the Red Bluff Roundup and I were emailing because this is so widespread. So many groups had things planned, and really the last 2 weeks of emails mostly have been about cancellations.
Right.
So a couple things will happen. One, we'll see people be creative. They'll come up with new ways to fundraise. And some of them may be virtual, some of them may be online, some of them may be outdoors. They'll be creativity, the human spirit. Very creative people, especially when we slow down and take the time to breathe and think a little bit. So I think there will be some good.
That's the part. Let's take a deep breath here, everybody.
Exactly.
Take a step back.
Exactly. And there'll be some good creative spirit.
There will be. And I believe with the country and especially our area around here is going to come back stronger because I think we'll take a really good look at what's important and what we can do again to move forward. And that's what we're going to talk about when we get back from this next break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. I don't know if that's an essential business out there. To lend it probably is. But it's located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. I'm not sure they're open. You might want to give them a call first at 222-2750 if you want to try and find that special gift for your loved one. But that's the worst thing is they've locked us all in together, and we have no way of buying forgiveness out there unless it's toilet paper. Maybe you can, if you can offer up as something to somebody a roll of toilet paper. I know that people in there are exchanging guns for toilet paper. I'm not sure how far that went. Anyway, we'll be right back with Shannon Phillips, the Chief Operating Officer of the McConnell Foundation, and where we're going here in our town.
Like a bird, some days had a place where I could land. I could have sworn we were all locked in. Man, that's what you say. I never knew it could hurt so bad when the power of love is a thing. But give me an answer and I find if you don't feel for the pain.
And Getty
for the morning lineup right here on KCNR from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill. featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their lives. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Redding, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
New Year's resolution? How about joining us, Armstrong and Getty?
For the morning lineup, right here on KCNR from 9 to 12.
Hear us streaming 24-7 at KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 605-4567 is our phone number. And today is the 24th of March. It's 44 degrees out there. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson. They have discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-2793. And Sharon Clark and Home Helper, she is looking for employees right now. Because of the, as you can imagine, the added number of people that need assistance during this time frame, as other people are sheltering in place. If you give her a call at 226-8350 and talk to her about that. But if you need more help, I can't think of a better place to call than Sharon Clark and Home Helpers. Learn more at readyhomehelpers.com, whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day. I'm here with Shannon Phillips. Is Terry still on the line? Terry, what you got?
Yeah, just a quick little thing here, you know. We don't want to take things too literally because, you know, they said it was safe, to go to the grocery store if you had a mask and gloves, and that was enough to go to the grocery store. But they lied, Carl, because everybody else had clothes on.
Terry, you've put this image in my mind. That will be impossible to leave.
So as you get older, folks, you know, just try not to read things too literally.
Okay. Thanks, Terry.
Okay, that's all.
Thank you, Terry, for that. Maybe I should ask him which store he goes to, so we can see if that's been shut down now. Okay. Shannon Phillips, of course, is the Chief Operations Officer over at the McConnell Foundation. Rachel Hatch, I think, will be calling in a little bit later. She's in charge of the vitality of the community. But we have so many things going on, and they're still building.
Correct.
That is considered essential services. They are still building. I watched the county courthouse going up, and that's going up. To me, it seems pretty fast. And I saw the guys out there this morning as I was coming through. You know, it's dark. They're putting on their rain gear. They're doing this, but they're heading up on the steel. What's going on, though, with our downtown? Since McConnell was so – you've bought in so much to help this community.
We have, and we're staying with it. You know, we've made a 10-year commitment to downtown, and we're not going anywhere. We're going to stay right here with that commitment. But we are really pleased to know that construction will be able to continue. That was one of the first conference calls that we had, was working with our architects and our contractors and our team to see what is essential, what's not essential, what can be done, what cannot be done, social distancing, how workflows can work, all of those things. And we're pleased to know that construction can continue. So we do feel that while downtown has taken a hit with the parking structure going down and some adjusting to the parking changes downtown, if we can continue to work on the timeline that we have set out for the community, our first goal is to have the surface parking at the south end of the parking structure open with 80 new parking spaces. We're working on that project. That's going to continue during this period of time that we're, you know, sheltering at home.
Mm-hmm.
In addition, the next project that we will start on immediately will be the parking garage, which will have more than 300 parking spaces in it open to the public.
300?
Yes.
Okay. And when do you estimate?
It's about a 12-month project. So once it starts construction, about 12 months later, it'll be open to the public.
Okay.
We're moving forward with our Bell Plaza project, which has the bike depot and the cafe. We're continuing our work on that project. California Street Labs parking will remain open to the public, although California Street Labs is closed right now. Most of the activities there are for larger groups. We're also happy, you know, we have other projects outside of Reading in the region, Mayor's Memorial Hospital up in Fall River.
Mm-hmm.
They're finishing up their project. The Burning Library project is moving forward. That's a project we are a funder and working with the City of Reading and the County of Shasta on. We're continuing to work with Hill Country Clinic on a supportive housing project next to the Center of Hope project. So we're going to keep working on those to the best of our ability. And we're not actually doing the work. The contractors are.
Sure.
You know, so these are the kinds of people on the front lines right now that are getting essential services done that will benefit our community when we rebound from this virus.
Hey, Shannon, we have Rachel Hatch on the line with us. So good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
You know, a question just came in. When that new parking structure goes up, are they going to charge fees to park cars there? Rachel?
So a couple things, just kind of big picture about how the parking transition is being navigated in downtown. City of Reading has a website, cityofreading.org/downtown. They've been updating the locations and count of available parking throughout the downtown area. They've also been updating with the Dash shuttle. This is a shuttle like you may have seen in Bend, Oregon, if you've been there recently, that is meant to go between different core areas of our downtown where people need to get to and from. And that shuttle, of course, has been postponed a little bit because of the social distancing requirements of the moment, but that was scheduled to launch Monday. We'll soon be launching. And then in terms of the question that you've been getting from a listener, big picture, the City of Reading last year approved a parking strategy, which contemplated a few different scenarios for how parking would be basically governed in downtown Reading. And that's going to, I think, set the scene for a lot of the decisions that others will make, ourselves included, about how to approach parking. It's one of those things that's going to be, in sequencing-wise, is going to have to happen before our partnership together with K2 can really finalize how exactly we'll approach that. But we anticipate there will be some people parking there who are you know, patronizing downtown businesses, some who would be residents. And we're hoping to get hundreds more people living in downtown within the next couple of years, which will also amount to more patrons for downtown businesses. And so some of those folks will be parking there. Shasta College is going to be expanding their community leadership center as part of this project. So we anticipate some of those folks will be parking there and others.
Well, that was a lot of information, and I've somehow kind of like, you know, flaked out, I guess. But is there going to be, are they going to charge for parking, or is there going to be something like if you shop in downtown, you'll get a, you know, they'll stamp your ticket and you'll get free parking or things like that, or you can do it by the month or what?
So it depends on where you're talking about, on or the Center Plus spaces that Shannon just described.
The new parking structure.
Yeah, for that one, we need to wait until we understand what the bigger picture decisions are that are going to happen about parking in downtown, how the overall supply will be governed, and that will be an important input for us to figure that out. So the answer is basically too early to it's too early to tell.
Okay. We're looking at the old Dickerson building. Do you know how close we are with that one?
They're aiming for a temporary certificate of occupancy this October, I believe. So October of 2020.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and that's going to be businesses and homes. Some are going to be lower income apartments in this.
Yeah, it's a mixed-use development, and the folks at K2 can speak best to this, of course, but as we understand it, it'll be, 82 units of housing, and then a mix of retail, restaurants, office spaces on the ground floor, some plaza areas, which I think will really add a lot to the ambiance of downtown Reading, streetscape improvements, and it feels like that project's been going for a while, and then all of a sudden October feels quite soon.
We've been watching this. But it's kind of like the county courthouse. You walk out, you drive by there one day, and it's just kind of a hole in the ground, and now it's got like three stories and going for the fourth. Anyway, hey, we're going to have to take a quick break here with Shannon Phillips from the CEO of, or Chief OO of the McConnell Foundation, and Rachel Hatch, who is in charge of community vitality. We're going to take a quick break now. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. You know what? You've probably got a lot of questions about your 401 right now. It might be a good idea to call Judy Maxwell or one of her team members because they are truly experts on this. They've been helping families, veterans, seniors, business owners since 1993. So give her a call at 221-0441 if you've got some questions about either insurance or financial matters. We'll be right back after these messages. 44 degrees out there. It's going to be raining today, and it's 8:32 in the morning.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has the chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits?
Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Is that you giggling? No. Okay. FM's back song. Up again. FM's back up again, so we're all giggling in here.
Giggle is good.
That's right. Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on assignment. It's Tuesday, and she is doing... She was out shopping yesterday. I wish I could tell you the stories there. She saw Terry out there yesterday. He was just wearing a mask and gloves, and she said it was scary. I'd like to be a big shout out to our friend Nick, who does all the windows up and down here. I think when he heard that our window was messed up, he came down here and cleaned it. You know, Nick Gardner, who has a window washing service. Thank you so much, buddy.
Thank you. It's wonderful.
Yeah. We're here with Shannon Phillips and Rachel Hatch of the McConnell Foundation. Of course, Shannon is Chief Operating Officer, and Rachel is in charge of the Community Vitality Program for downtown, has all types of information. Now, you're out there at Lima Ranch.
Yes,
you all
we are
still rolling out there.
We are still rolling. Our public trails are still open at Lima Ranch and on the Churn Creek Greenway. We're really happy to see them being heavily utilized right now. There's lots of space for people to walk and enjoy the fresh air. We've also got lots of wildflowers blooming, and it's just been a really pretty time out at the trails. We're also keeping our public restrooms open. You know, that's our plan right now. If anything should change, we'll make sure we communicate that, but we're pleased to offer that community amenity at this point in time.
Especially since parts of the river trail have just been closed because of the river, you know, I mean, along the river there, because of construction they're doing on bridges and things. That, I guess they have to do that or it's not safe. But one of the things that's good for people is to get out and go for that walk, you know, walk around your neighborhood, do something like that, get out, walk for 30 minutes, kind of get fresh air and all that, take your dog out for a walk, all these things. Okay, so Lima Ranch is open. And what about streetscapes? Who wants to talk about that?
Rachel, you want to take that one?
Sure. Yeah, so the, you know, one of the moments that is before us in terms of the next couple of years in downtown is that we are going to see a wide range of blocks that get a refresh and a pretty significant refresh. So you think about new planting of trees and urban greening. Consider streetscapes that look like you've arrived at a sense of place when you get there in terms of the way that the materials invite you into arriving into a downtown. You know, Carl, like when you've been to cities where you just get to the downtown and you think, ah, I'm here. I everything is signaling you that you've arrived to that spot, from the buildings that you see when you look up to just the really subtle aspects of the street, the street furniture that you see. So this is one of the projects that the City of Reading's been working on. SNL, GHD, a few local firms who are really kind of forging ahead, because construction work, as Shannon mentioned, can continue during this course of the coronavirus. And, you know, it strikes me one of the best services that we at the McCall Foundation can do for our community and for downtown specifically is to just make as much progress and cover as much ground as possible, given that construction is allowed to continue. You know, we will get through this. And once we're on the other side of it, we're going to need some bright spots, and we anticipate that the streetscapes will be some of those.
Well, I totally agree. And the City of Reading right now is, you know, they're putting lights up everywhere on streets. Like our street, they came in and they put all these new LED lights. You can play baseball out there at night, and they're doing that all over the city. I mean, you can see up and down the street, which is huge. Now, they understand they're going to be doing different lighting projects downtown, and you're right. When you go downtown, you see a certain ambiance, trees, lights, pop-ups on the street there, you know, what they call them. They come in and they put up a tent, or they put out tables or things like this.
Mm-hmm.
We're all going to have to work and show some give from the city on things as we're trying to recover from this. Maybe it doesn't meet that one requirement, but so what? We're going to have Adam McElvain on tomorrow from the city, and that's one of the questions I'm going to ask him as we start recovering from this. We need to put as much business out there as possible. And one of the things that people, when they hear about, oh, this is going to be pretty, oh, what does that do for us? Well, what it does is it brings people in. And and now with the building of the new structures, more people living downtown, more businesses downtown, the parking is going to be taken care of, I believe. That right now, of course, you don't have a problem parking. But when they tore down the structure before all of this hit, there was still parking available downtown. We just have to be able to find it.
We really
and
have
Paul,
to give
I think we should talk about right now, you know, for businesses in downtown and also more broadly. I think two resources that I would point people to, if they have a heart for downtown businesses and want to support them through this, the first is Viva Downtown. Has a Facebook page, and they are in really close contact. They're one of our grantees at the McCall Foundation. They're in close contact with downtown businesses to check in with them and understand, how's everybody doing? How are you changing their strategies today and the next day? And so if any listeners want to follow Viva Downtown on Facebook, that's a great way to get some of the latest information. And the second is the Record Searchlight has been doing a great updated set of reporting around which restaurants are now taking orders, offering delivery and drive-through options. So Jeff Skrponik and then Mark Deacon before also have been really just keeping these updated items. So if you go to the Record Searchlight and search for that article, they last updated it literally at 8:27 last night.
Well, you know,
that's how up to date it is.
Well, that's a good point, and we've been talking about that. The Record Searchlight has really turned it on. You know, a lot of people have talked about their problems with the Record Searchlight and the fact that it's mainly national news and not local. But I tell you what, they have turned that newspaper into one great source of information for everything that's going on. And a big shout out to Silas and all the reporters there that are working nonstop to try and get the latest information out. You can count on what they're saying on it. They had that listing of all the businesses, all of those. It's a great asset that way. We went out and we asked for people to call in, tell us their businesses are open and people are doing that, so we can give shout outs and say, hey, this business is open and all that. But when you've got like 50 or 60 or 70 businesses listed, it's the record searchlight you should take a look at to see how do we support our local businesses.
Yeah, so, and that particular article, that's being offered for free. So anybody, whether you're a subscriber or not, you can access that around how to support businesses in Reading during this transition, especially restaurants.
Okay. We're here with Rachel Hatch, who is the leader in the Community Vitality program that of the McConnell Foundation, and, of course, Shannon Phillips, who's their Chief Operating Officer. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Northern Firearms Instruction is limiting their classes to 9 or less. They're spreading them out. They're bringing in instructors for this to meet those demands, since it seems like we have a lot of people buying firearms. Well, you got to learn how to use them. Well, Northern Firearms is the place to go to. You can give them a call at 999-1822 or check out usgunpro.com. Northern Firearms Instruction. We'll be right back after these messages. 8:45 in the morning, 46 degrees. Going to be raining today.
Make no payment for up to 120 days. That's 4 months on all new 2020 Kia Sportages, Sorentos, Fortes, Souls, and Optimas. No first payment for 120 days on approval of credit. Ends March 31st, 2020. Reading Kia. ReadingKia.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support, as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Real people, real winners, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play offer in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday offers from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match them up to $100 in free play. And to sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. One birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Free slot play limited to $100.
The Reading Rancheria pays state and federal taxes, transient occupancy taxes, sales taxes, and special taxes that are applicable only to our tribe. When the Rancheria relocates the casino to our I-5 property, we will generate even more local taxes that will benefit the city and county. These taxes help the city and county fund essential governmental services. The local community faces many challenges in the near future, and the Rancheria is committed to being a part of the solution. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Make no payment for up to 120 days. That's 4 months on all new 2020 Kia Sportages, Sorentos, Fortes, Souls, and Optimas. No first payment for 120 days on approval of credit. Ends March 31st, 2020. Reading Kia. ReadingKia.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567. Our chat room is going for it here. Little arguments going on, but they've all kind of calmed down. Tomorrow we're going to have with us the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer talking about the impact this has on veterans, what the VA is doing to reach out to our veterans, and they're even talking about some of the VA centers are going to be, if needed, going to be treating non-veterans if they need the extra help. Also, we're going to have Adam McElvain, Mayor of Reading, who's going to be talking about what's happening with the city of Reading and City Council and the bureaucracy of our city is doing to assist people. And the rest of the week, we're going to be having shows, as we have had over the last 2 weeks. It concerns people that are helping, organizations that are helping to combat this virus. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, who is really stepping up. They have triaging outside to make sure nobody gets in that's going to be infecting anybody else with this. They have stopped visitation at the hospital except for those who are near death, and they're also stopping all elective surgery at Shasta Regional, and I'm sure Mercy's doing the same thing. Shasta Regional Medical Center, your care, your choice. 8:50 in the morning, we're here with Shannon Phillips, who is Chief Operating Officer of McConnell Foundation, and Rachel Hatch, who is in charge of the Community Vitality Program. And you know what? Y'all made a great choice when you pulled Rachel in there. So
here.
Yeah. So she came by the other day, and she was handing out parking, where you can park downtown. And so we've got that on our counter here, that if you're looking for a place to park, now you know where you can park. Not that we have that problem now. So, Shannon, since so many of these, we just heard from United Way earlier that a lot of the contributions coming in have slowed, mainly because a lot of businesses have really gone on wartime footing, you know, and they're shutting down businesses here. Is McConnell Foundation reaching out to these?
Yes. So, you know, just to take the final few moments we have on the show, just to go big picture for a minute, the McConnell Foundation funds in 5 Northern California counties, Modoc, Siskiyou, Trinity, Shasta, and Tehama, and we also fund in the countries of Nepal and Laos. The coronavirus is a global issue. So all of our program staff are working closely with contacts internationally and locally at the county, the city, and the nonprofit level to make sure that we are aware of the efforts that are taking place in our communities and that we are mindful of ways we might be helpful going forward. I'm in close contact with Larry Olmsted from United Way, Carrie Carancy from the Shasta Regional Community Foundation, and a whole host of CEOs, executive directors, and leaders in our community who are running nonprofits and services that have received grants from us in the past and may be eligible for grants from us in the future. As I mentioned before, the Shasta Regional Community Foundation is a key hub for us. We know a lot of information flows from them and to them, so we rely on them to be a good resource for us. Our McConnell Fund will likely have a safety net grant component that we will implement this fall or maybe even late summer, depending on how things shake out. We also just had the deadline for our McConnell Fund, and I know the Community Foundation is reviewing about 102 applications right now. So each of our staff have budgets, and each of our staff are empowered to be bringing forward ideas that we can be responsive to now or possibly later. One of the beauties of a time like this is the human spirit is charitable. So people want to step up and they want to do something immediate when they see a crisis, you know, a flood, a famine, a fire, a virus. Those types of things make the human spirit in us all want to step up and do things. So we're going to see that human spirit come forward. The beauty of philanthropy is that we are in it for the long haul. We're looking for systemic change. It's one of the reasons that each of our programs have a 10-year funding commitment to go with them. We know change doesn't happen overnight. So all of our staff know that our funding is secure. It might take a hit right now with what's going on economically.
You have investments just like everybody else to keep the fund going.
Absolutely. And we give, you know, 5% of our fair market assets. So if our assets drop, our giving drops. We're all aware of that. We've known we've had, you know, a good run, and we've all been prepared that, you know, when things get tight, we can respond accordingly. So I think that the message we want to leave is, whether it's in downtown Reading or the 5 counties we serve or the 2 countries we serve, you know, we're here. We're going to stay in this. We're going to do our part. We're going to be open-minded, and we're going to be flexible and adaptable, and we're going to keep doing our work, and we're going to work as hard as we can in the areas that are deemed essential right now.
Well, that's great. And Rachel, you got some last thoughts here? We got like three minutes.
I would just add that, you know, to Shannon's point, we are interested in taking the long view. And the way you can see that is that we've done it before. One of the more recent examples is with the car fire. And I think back to what Joe Rodola said earlier, before I was able to patch in, about, you know, how they're still working through small business assistance from the car fire recovery. Likewise, when the car fire happened and devastated our community and then the campfire after, there was a lot of activity right at first, as there needs to be to respond to the most immediate needs. But there is a space for
long-term,
And so we're currently working on hazard mitigation activities throughout the county. That the McCollum Foundation, our colleague Alex Carter, Brian Sint, are leading that effort, are working to make it safer for the next fire season. So some of those longer term things require persistence, and we're fortunate to be in a position that we can do that. And so we, likewise in this scenario around coronavirus, will be patient. We will look at where those gaps are and where we can really meet the need with the best and highest use of our organization, both people and funds.
Okay. You know, it's you know, McConnell Foundation, you know, sometimes we forget that you all are also taking big hits here. Wind River and Reading Rancheria, another organization, Reading Rancheria, which gives hundreds of thousands of dollars a year to organizations, has shut down. For, you know, safety reasons and all. And the there's just going to be 501s out there that help people all the time. They're just going to be it's going to be tough. So we all have to be pulling together here, and we've all got to keep moving forward and not forget that this is going to pass, and it's going to pass. Our infection rate, really, for the size of this country, is low. You look at other countries that have smaller populations but have a higher infection rate, a higher death rate, that there's so many people, whether I don't care which political persuasion you are, they're pulling together for this. And I just believe that Shasta County is going to be one of them. And I think McConnell Foundation, you all can take a lead in this, as you have. Other groups of people are taking leads, but we've got to continue and not lose sight of where we're going to be 2 months from now. That's just me thinking that. So thank you so much, ladies, for being with me, being with us today. And, again, passing on information that's important to our community. We're trying to run starting last week and then for the foreseeable future, all those organizations that are here to help our community, and give phone numbers and websites that people can reach out to see and to get information about what's happening. And you're right, the downtown, they're still building, and it's still on track for us to, when this thing is over, to be able to move forward with everything. So, sorry, I didn't mean to get into start pontificating there, but I think that we as a community are going to be okay after this. We're going to be fine. We're going to be stronger. So,
couldn't agree more. Well, thank you so much for the invitation to join you today.
Well, you know, Shannon and Rachel, you all, Rachel is more of an outside face because you see Rachel a lot, but trust me, Shannon Phillips is in there every day looking mm-hmm. at ways that this community can be better. And you're supporting five counties out of the McConnell Foundation. That's cool. I think a lot of times people forget what you all do and what you all have accomplished.
Well, thank you for being our friend, and thank you for all of the public service you're providing at this point in time for our community.
Well, you know what? Again, this is a community radio station, so we want to get out as much good information as we can. We try not to say anything that we haven't checked. So, anyway, thanks so much, Rachel and Shannon Phillips from the McConnell Foundation. Tomorrow, Adam McElvain and Celestine Traver from the she's the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. It's the good guys against the bad guys. Let's all work together and be good guys.
Won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.